This year marks the 100th anniversary of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. But some say a recent decision by the Trump administration puts birds at risk. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act protects over 1,000 species of birds, eagles to hummingbirds, from things like illegal trade. And power companies and other industries could be held responsible for bird mortality through the act. But in December, the Department of the Interior announced that companies that kill birds, accidentally or incidentally, will no longer be prosecuted under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. A legal memo from the department explaining the decision said the threat of fines or even possible jail time could inhibit businesses from doing their work. Many environmentalists and bird advocacy organizations have denounced the decision. I asked Jim Bonner, executive director of the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania, what kind of message it sends.
Well, I think their interpretation is turning back 100 years worth of precedent. You have to look at the history where it came from. 100 years ago, it was the millinery trade that had been really threatening a number of birds, particularly birds such as the great egret.
People making hats.
People making hats, using them decoratively. There was a time when collecting bird eggs and just displaying those was very popular. And the Migratory Bird Treaty Act is very explicit in stating, here is a list of things you cannot do. And by making it a blanket protection, you do not have to look at each time and say, oh, this was the intent or this is what was happening. Now, again, when it gets to prosecution, they're not going to go arbitrarily after Mr. and Mrs. Jones for helping an injured bird. But they are going to look at things that are repeated, that are large, that are part of a pattern that can help protect birds. Because birds, where they thrive, people do as well. The old adage of a canary in a coal mine is as important today as it always has been. And so we look at them as indicators of what's going on around us.
So what impact could this decision have for holding companies accountable or just for prevention?
Well, the impact, I don't think we'll know yet what all can happen, but it will remove from the arsenal of prosecutors or enforcement agencies a tremendous number of resources. I think what needs to be looked at is, again, the history of this is it has always been used as a way to adapt and create best practices. As each new industry has come on, and if that's posed a risk to migratory birds, there's been approaches and adaptions made to minimize those. Again, using open oil pits as an example, when that was identified and looked at and prosecuted sometimes in the past, adding nets to it, covering them, using enclosed ones became the norm. Same thing with wind turbines. There have been prosecutions of turbines for problems, and that's resulted in much better science around the siting of them, the orientation of them, the management of them. So it's an adaptive management process, but it has to start somewhere. Saying that it shouldn't exist means you'll never get to a good place.
Jim Bonner is executive director of the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania. Issues affecting birds are likely to get more attention this year because the National Audubon Society and others have declared 2018 the Year of the Bird. There's more at alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.